I'm Neil Stavem. Here's a highlight from Connecting Faith. You can find more on this topic at the Connecting Faith show page at myfaithradio.com. And your support makes it possible. Thank you.
For about a year and a half, I wasn't doing well. And I was doing some really crazy things like driving 80 miles an hour on country roads, turning out my car light, sticking my foot out the door, doing some real risky things. And it was my way of managing the mania. And I just knew, I thought it was burned out. I thought it was, you know, just everything be okay after everything settled down and such. So I didn't know. Afterwards, being diagnosed, I certainly understood what had been happening.
Was it helpful to you to have a diagnosis, to have a label, if you will?
For me, it was. Now, for many, they fight it, you know, because they think it sounds so terrible, especially bipolar disorder versus depression. The society seems to understand depression better, and maybe that's because 80% of the American population will have depression at one point in their lives, or either situational or clinical at some point. And finding out you have bipolar disorder to many people is just devastating. To me, I was glad that the monster that I felt like I was living with, that was living inside of me, had a name and something could be done about it. I couldn't explain much of my behavior because it was just not who I am. And yet, I was so out of control, and I couldn't control this monster. So for me, it was good to know, and it was really great to know there was hope, and that I wasn't alone, and that what I've come to learn is that it would have been incredibly helpful had somebody, when I was first diagnosed, said to me, and if your listeners hear nothing else from me today, I hope they hear this, that it is possible, very possible, to live well in spite of a mental health challenge in your life. Many times, if we only are left with the medical model, we end up with learned helplessness. And it is possible to take your life back and live well in spite of it. And kind of like Paul's thorn in the flesh, it becomes something that God can use in spite of all the brokenness in our lives, and he can shine his light through that.
Thanks for listening. Your support makes this audio stream possible. You can help at myfaithradio.com.